then resubmit it once more to another bank. So I basically turned in an illegal machine gun too, at the same time I took them out. It wasn't my stuff here. None of this stuff is mine. The only problem I had in Hope Hill was, if I had called ATF, my law, I had to take home collection. She just went through a big cancer thing, and they needed the money. So I thought I could just get rid of them. She wouldn't know the matter. We got her $75,000. I could dump them off. And no one to know. See, that's not his telling. That's NFA law. All NFA items in a collection are forfeited if there's a violation of NFA law.
That's it. I certainly don't know that.
Doug Miller, not wanting to, or I watched Doug Miller out of the Denver office. He read the law to me in my office. If I say I have 10 machine guns and you have one illegal one, and you get caught with that one by NFA law, all the rest of that stuff is forfeited. And that's why I didn't do that, because she'd lost the whole collection, and they were flat broke after he'd been in cancer resistance. All their payments were down, his business was down, everything was screwed up.
Take care. All right, take care. Please take care. You said you had a class here, or a team.
Take care.